Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Our next guest is an amazing teacher and leader from the Bronx named Steve Ritz. He is training young people in the Bronx to get trained and in some cases officially certified for three types of green collar jobs: installers, researchers, and green agribusiness entrepreneurs. He teaches at Discovery High School and wants to start a Hunts Point High School for Sustainable Community Initiative. Steve Ritz, thanks so much for coming on. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you kindly. It's an honor and a privilege.
And let's start with the training that you are getting for your students to be certified as green roof and green wall installers. We just heard Mary Lee's story about working in one end of the environmental sector. What is a green roof? What is a green wall?
Okay, a green roof is simply exactly what it states. A roof that in an inner city or perhaps even in a suburban environment is actually planted or transplanted with a living membrane atop the roof. In the urban environment, what this does is reduces heat island, brings in a lot of wildlife, reduces heat, adds usable life to the roof, reduces insulation costs, and creates an aesthetic that we here in the inner city have really come to know, love, and value. A green wall, similarly, is a way of growing food and or beautiful, you know, floral arrangements vertically, creating a stunning array and tremendous yields in terms of food.
And listeners, we can take your phone calls on this. How about jobs in the green sector? We talk about green-collar jobs. We talk about the economy of green. What kind of green-collar jobs are you doing right now? What kind of green-collar jobs maybe you're hiring? Maybe are you hiring for right now? What kind of green-collar job training do you know of? Tell Mary Lee, tell Steve Ritz's students. You can certainly post it to our Help Wanted Facebook community that we've just launched. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer's show for that. And again, you can see Mary Lee's bio. You can see Naomi's bio, who we had on yesterday. All the bios of our five Help Wanted bloggers, and a couple of discussions have started around Naomi's appearance yesterday. I see somebody actually is offering some advice. Steve, this is interesting that this just came up a little while ago on the page for some green jobs posted by Tia. This says the Highline Park is hiring. They have six openings. So that's a nice little tip in the green sector. And anyone else, you can call us up as well. Talk to us at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Let's talk about getting qualified to do specific green-collar jobs. And, Steve, what does the certification involve to become installers of these green roofs and green walls that you were describing?
Well, very graciously, our industry partner, Green Living Technologies, with our Green Living Walls and Green Living Technology, is sponsoring our high school students, along with, I believe, another group of partner students in Boston, to actually take a training and technology class that will go through the step-by-step methods of identifying the various kinds of roof membranes, the three common types of roof systems, introductions to how it works, how the bracket systems work, freestanding systems, an introduction to plant materials, how to install them, a basic understanding of the function of a green wall, the maintenance of it, how to recommend a product line based on budget, certainly client expectations, and how to formulate a budget and customer service. All of this and all of these are critical skills across the board, both academically, socially, and vocationally. And here in the Bronx, we have no shortage of hot roofs. Indigenous to our community is, of course, the South Bronx Greenway, and quite a few projects that really are in line with this exact kind of training. The Hunts Point community is probably the largest heat island mitigation point in the city, simply because the amount of diesel trucks and fumes and sheer amount of cement That being said, these roofs will help mitigate stormwater runoff and create an environment where, guess what? Thousands upon thousands of pounds of food is brought in daily into our community via fossil trucks and fossil fuels that winds up leaving our community. And imagine with this technology being able to grow it, point of service, sell it, pick it, and eat it right in our own beautiful, revitalized South Bronx.
So
it's kind of exciting.
It's really exciting as you describe it. It's an exciting intersection between how people can get interesting employment and hopefully employment that pays the bills and do something that is really needed in the community.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled to be a part of this. And again, we're so grateful to Green Living Technologies, George Irwin, and to the National 501c3 Urban Farming for making this connection for us.
And you were describing some of the skills that your students learn when getting trained to do these kinds of jobs. What's the certification that you mentioned? Is there an actual certificate, a credential that they can take with them after that?
Absolutely. This credential is industry recognized, and Green Living Technologies has agents across the country. They're represented in Honduras, Chile, South Africa, Mexico, the Middle East. They're doing something for Dubai and realize Dubai has an expanding population with limited growth, with limited growing area. So what we're looking at doing here in the Bronx is exporting our talent and diversity nationally and globally. And more importantly, when you look at the products that are related to the infrastructure, one thing we have a tremendous surplus of in the Bronx is good labor and recyclable materials that we keep accumulating and not knowing what to do. Imagine seeing beyond the nickel deposit for a bottle and turning those plastics and those metals into infrastructure that could be used to feed all of us and reduce costs and beautify our environment. It's truly brilliant.
And is this the growth industry in New York? Are there jobs?
Absolutely. The borough president just announced a $4 million commitment to the Bronx for green jobs. When you look at the mayor's Million Trees Initiative Plan, NYC, the need for parks and restoration, clearly this is a growth industry. 2 years ago, I'm thrilled to tell you that literally I took a bunch of kids to Columbia University for a speech entitled From Crack to Cucumbers. And remarkably, we're moving kids from all kinds of other industries into this new series of green initiatives. And no one is more suited to do this than the kids and the youth of the Bronx.
May I ask, how much do these kinds of jobs pay?
Well, starting jobs usually start in the $12 to $14 an hour range. They can move up to $20 to $40 to $50 for overseers. They do $75 an hour. Recently, Green Living Technologies helped plant Citi Field here for the Mets. There are numerous installations. They've done the Rochester Zoo. They've done the PNC Bank, the largest freestanding green wall in America. And remarkably, my kids from the Bronx will be traveling to Boston in 2 weeks and installing a freestanding wall in the Lenox Hotel in historic downtown Boston.
All right. That is great. That's students from a high school, Discovery High School in the Bronx, going to do that work, right?
That is correct.
What are they going to get paid? Do you know?
Well, very graciously, Green Living Technologies is paying for the entire trip. They're putting them up. They're paying for the training.
Right.
They're
so it's training.
It's paid training.
And listeners, just a reminder that when we're done with Steve and some phone calls for him, we're going to take your very short Roses Are Red, Violets Are Blue, Valentine Day poems, personal or political. They're starting to come in on the webpage that we have for that at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Someone wrote, Roses are red, violets are blue. Pass the health care bill, and I'll vote for you. And someone wrote, Roses are red, violets are blue. Give your love, meaning by all that you do. So that's a start, and you can post yours, personal or political. Fill in the blank, roses are red, violets are blue, for Valentine's Day at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll take some on the phone as well. Coming up when we're done with Steve Ritz from Discovery High School and Green Jobs. Let's take a phone call. Mike on Long Island has a green roofs question. Hi, Mike.
Well, I don't want to sound like a dissenter because I think this is a very promising concept, but pertaining to the green walls and green ceilings, green roofs, I should say, vines and other climbing plants are notorious, like, destroyers of trees and other structures. What kind of damage or how do you prevent insects and other types of problems associated with plants?
Right, to other plants or structural damage to buildings.
Is that the question for me?
That is.
I'm thrilled you're asking that because, really, that's exactly what we're discussing here in school. So when you look at beneficial planting relationships, relationships between species, this is the kind of science that kids not only are going to benefit from in terms of a vocational application, because the applications are real easy, but more importantly, this is the kind of cutting-edge science that truly represents 21st century learning. This industry has changed, and I'm new to it and only new to it because I guess it's only new to the Bronx and new to us. But the changes I've seen in my lifetime in this industry are insane, and certainly technology continues to expand exponentially. So we're doing new things. So the fact that it's a three-tiered industry, as Brian alluded to in the beginning of the show, there's research and maintenance. I mean, there's installation and maintenance, and that's kind of the everyday job, doing it, getting it right, going places, seeing it, putting it in. Then there's the research and development. We're using mediums and materials now and different kind of planting soils that we never even imagined or didn't even have 5 or 10 years ago. And what the future holds is so promising. And to think we can develop it in the South Bronx while changing lives and transforming the landscape is magnificent. So in answer to your question, the science of it, the real learning is where it's happening. And while vines are an issue, routine maintenance, proper planting, and real science tend to transcend all of this. And isn't that great?
How about the third leg, the green agribusiness?
Well, here in New York City, there's no shortage of restaurants, gourmet food, and the largest industrial food production site in America. That being said, considering untold thousands of diesel trucks come from places like Texas, Mexico, and California daily through our neighborhood, generating some of the highest asthma rates in the country, if we could start growing this food indoors, wow, and here locally, imagine that transformative effect, A, in cost reduction and access to food and good green jobs. And again, growing vertically means no backbreaking labor and state-of-the-art facilities, usually incorporating a lot of the great resources that are indigenous to our community. Professor Bernard Stein of City University published a brilliant editorial and article in the Hunts Point Express, and I can't thank him enough, that really speaks to the vision of this. And when you talk about sustainable initiatives, really lots of times the answers are right in front of us. We just need to embrace them. So it's really kind of transformative. We're changing lives, we're losing weight, we're reducing diabetes, and we're introducing kids to a new way of eating and living that's beneficial not only for the community, but for a nation as a whole.
Let's take another green jobs phone call. Shirley in New Brunswick, you're on WNYC. Hi, Shirley.
Good morning.
Are you looking for a green job?
Yes. I was looking into solar energy as a salesperson.
As a salesperson?
Yes. I'm not too technically inclined, so I was wondering if I go in selling solar panels, solar energy, if that would be a good career for me.
Do you have any idea about that, Steve Ritz?
Sure I do. And case in point again, I'm going to refer you to the training that's coming up in 2 weeks in Boston. I'm bringing a bunch of kids from high school, all with different abilities and a different skill set. So some are going to be exposed to everything. But I don't imagine every kid being able to do the physical labor. But I certainly imagine every single kid being able to go out and talk to the benefits of this product to their neighbor, their mom, hopefully their co-op board or their rental agency. However it's going to happen, it's going to transform lives. And again, the ability to get out and communicate to people that this new technology is available and it's beneficial is really creating a dialogue that's very proactive and ultimately healthy. If kids see it, they and grow it, they eat it. If people are informed, they can make decisions. And sadly, it's communities that traditionally have the least amount of opportunity that stand to benefit the most. So isn't it wonderful here that I have a principal from the community who actually has the vision and the foresight to allow me to do it? I'm thrilled to be a part of this school. I'm thrilled to be part of this groundbreaking initiative. I give my principal and my assistant principal all the credit in the world. And when you talk about the transformative changes that Mayor Bloomberg champions and the chancellor, 6 years ago, I'm back at the school now, Discovery High School, we're in a building. 6 years ago, this could have never happened. And because of so many wonderful changes that we're seeing in the Board of Ed, this kind of initiative is happening. Do we want it to happen faster? Sure, but the fact that it is happening is a blessing. And I'm just so thrilled to be able to see it and see it in my lifetime.
Steve Ritz, spreading around the political credit. Before you go, yes, you're training young people in the Bronx. Bronx to get trained and in some cases officially certified for these green collar jobs. Very exciting. And hopefully, since this is part of our Help Wanted series, a lot of people have heard this and become inspired to look into green jobs for themselves, for their children. So many people say they want green collar jobs. We need to have a green collar economy. Here is an example of a very concrete way that this is being brought about by a person and a school. Before you go, I do gather that you want to start a Hunts Point High School for Sustainable Community Initiative. So a whole separate high school built around this theme, is that your goal?
That's one of my goals. But really, I'm just grateful for the opportunity to get up and serve the kids in New York City every day. I'm thankful that through your efforts and a recent real focus on this initiative, we're seeing places like The Point, Sustainable South Bronx, Mothers on the Move, the Green Bronx Machine really get the kind of attention and credibility that we've worked so hard to achieve. That's critical to the work that we're doing and to changing lives on a local level. So while I certainly think we need more schools and better schools, the real emphasis is on creating an awareness and an accountability at a local level. So we just need better schools, not necessarily always more, but having a high school dedicated to sustainable initiatives in the poorest congressional district in America, in the most environmentally degraded and besmirched community probably in all of America, would send a resounding yes, we can message to everybody who's worked so hard, continues to work so hard to really transform lives and the mindset and the landscape of the South Bronx. And again, if we could do it there, we could do it across America. It's a real si se puede moment.
And hopefully a lot of green jobs will come out of that si se puede moment and si se puede movement. So, Steve Ritz, keep it up. Thank you very much for coming on with us.
Thank you kindly for having me, and thanks to everybody and my loving family of at home and my extended family of students and colleagues. I love you all, and happy Valentine's Day.
You too. Roses are red, violets are blue. What? Get ready to fill in the blank. 212-433-WNYC. It can be personal. It can be political. It can be to Steve Ritz. 212-433-9692 for Valentine's Day. And again, listeners, visit our new Help Wanted Facebook community if you're seeking work or if you want to offer tips to others. Go to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. The series continues on the air on Monday. But it's roses are red, violets are blue, and what? In a minute.